First up, though, if data is the new oil, the Treasury Department is ready to unleash what's been behind 3 years of drilling. May 9th is the implementation deadline for the Digital Accountability and Transparency Act, and the coordinators behind the Data Act are looking back at how far federal spending reports have come and what the future has in store. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers has a roundup of what they've found so far.
The Treasury Department has been publishing financial data since the 18th century, and in less than 2 weeks, it will reach not only a new milestone, but a springboard for the next era of information on federal spending. And for Christina Ho, Treasury's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Accounting Policy and Financial Transparency, May 9th is a day to get excited about.
I view the Data Act, publishing the data, just as the beginning. And that's why the DAMS is very significant, because it's the first financial data standard that's industry-based and extensible. Linking all these other data sets is going to eventually help us to solve more problems and understand more of the things solution. And this is just beginning. Treasury obviously has been in the business of publishing financial data for a very long time, since 1789. But this time, it's taking a different cut because of the technology and the resource that's going to be available and all the collaboration opportunity, that we're going to have greater insight. These data now can be used.
Other people are thinking about how that data can be used. The Data Coalition, along with Booz Allen Hamilton, recently sponsored a Data Act hackathon in Washington. The two-day competition brought in about 15 teams from the public and private sectors and challenged them to create apps that draw on the federal spending information that will be loaded into the new version of usaspending.gov. The teams worked with about 100,000 spending reports submitted in one unified data set, created with data from about 30 large and small agencies. To help kick off the hackathon, along with Treasury's Christina Ho, was Matt Lira, Special Assistant to the President for Innovation Policy and Initiatives. Lira said if James Madison was alive today, he'd be at a hackathon. And what's inspiring for him is to see how people from a variety of areas can come together not only for a hackathon, but for the implementation of the Data Act.
Well, we've seen disruptors from outside government, disruptors inside government. We've seen experts and engineer experts, issue experts, policy experts, people who haven't always worked together inside the administration of government itself, and by that I mean like the lowercase a, working together to deliver a fantastic product. Teams from 18F, USDS, Treasury, OMB, private industry, coming together and saying, how can we make this work? And I think it's a model for, as we look at the broader modernization of the federal government, the opportunity that presents itself. If we can work together across different coalitions and different perspectives, if we can work together across different levels of expertise, we truly can modernize the American federal government, deliver more efficient services more effectively at a higher quality for all the American people.
The Data Act was signed into law 3 years ago, and since that time, Treasury and the Office of Management and Budget have worked to help agencies prepare for the rollout of their standardized federal spending information. Christina Ho's team initially faced limited resources and what would eventually be a lot of data. Ho said they chose an open source, agile approach, and user-centered design.
One significant factor that we have in implementing the data is we have demonstrated that the government can work differently and at scale, and that innovation does have its value. And this is actually something that I have been doing that's the most important thing I've done in my 24-year career in terms of its impact and value.
Kristen Honey, senior policy analyst at OMB, said the Data Act implementation also shows that it's possible to launch products that aren't fully baked and end up delivering something that's a higher quality than you would have delivered from behind closed doors. That's a radical culture change, she said, because it's not just about getting the data out in the open. It's about better management of data.
Knowing what you have, doing your cybersecurity properly, doing your privacy properly, and if you think of data on a continuum and you do all that properly, then open should be the default and naturally fall out. So we're not separating open data from the rest of the data lifecycle or data ecosystem, but it really was an opportunity to say, let's do our government data management better, come up with some shared standards and meta schema, and then make that publicly available, keeping the American citizens and users first and foremost, so they can have one-stop shopping and go to one place to find data no matter what agency provides it, whether it's about space data, ocean data, health data, you name it. It should be easy to discover, machine readable, and open to taxpayers, since reality, you've already paid for it. It should be America's data.
What taxpayers can get out of their data is a range of information. The government gives out a lot of loans, for example, and that information can be linked with geographic data to study unemployment. You can also compare state and local funding, and if the reporting standards are extended to foreign governments, that can tell a story about foreign aid. And that's what May 9th is for, taking that first step, says Treasury's Christina Ho, to not answering just what the government is spending its money on, but what it's getting out of it. In Washington, Meredith Summers, FederalNewsRadio.com, and 1500 AM.